Instrument Workshop. The natural world is full of music, from the rhythmic sounds of rain falling to the pitched melodies of bird songs. Add your own tune to nature's soundtrack by making three simple musical instruments, claves, a shaker, and a stick xylophone, out of natural materials you find outside. Materials. Please note, take only a small amount of any natural materials you find, and only things that have already fallen to the ground. Also, be sure not to disturb any animals' homes. 12 to 20 sticks of different sizes and shapes. Natural materials, small amount of grass, pine cones, seeds, etc. Rocks or gravel, about one handful. String, or any material to weave and tie, like twine or yarn. Paper, crayons, markers, or colored pencils. Tape or glue. Jar or can. Plastic or metal, with a lid or something to enclose the end. Directions. 1. Make claves. A. Select two sticks from your supplies that are about 1 inch thick. B. Break the sticks so that they are about 8 to 12 inches long, short enough to hold one in each hand easily. C. Hit the sticks together. What sounds do you hear? Claves make a sharp click sound. D. Try sticks that are longer, shorter, thinner, or thicker. Are the sounds different? 2. Make a shaker. A. Add a handful of gravel into your can or jar. You can add other hard materials like seeds or bits of sticks, but leave lots of room for material to move around. B. Close the top with a lid or a piece of cardboard and secure it with tape. Make sure it's closed up really tight. C. Decorate your paper with crayons, markers, or anything else. Then wrap the paper around the can or jar and secure with tape or glue. D. Shake your shaker. What sounds do you hear? A shaker keeps time, like the claves, and helps musicians play together while making different sounds. E. Try different materials to make a different sound. Does gravel in a can sound different than gravel in a jar? What about using stick pieces instead of gravel? Try making a shaker from a piece of hollow wood, or use cardboard to make a cool shape. 3. Make a xylophone. A. Gather 12 sticks of different sizes, breaking sticks into different sizes if needed. B. Lay the two longest sticks on the ground, one a few inches above the other. C. Lay the sticks in order of size, from shortest to longest, on top of the two longer sticks so that they look like train tracks. D. Tie the sticks on top to the parallel sticks below, using string or similar material. After you tie each one down, you can weave them together and tie it once more until secure. This is the hardest part, so you may need to ask for help. E. Drag another stick across the center of the xylophone, hitting each of the different keys along the way. What sounds did you hear? Did you notice a difference from stick to stick? F. A xylophone can play different pitches of sound, like the different pitches in a bird song. Different length pieces should make a different sound. Which stick makes the highest sound, like a bird tweet? Which one makes the lowest sound, like thunder? Try to make a xylophone with different amounts of sticks and lengths. 4. Play together. A. Using your instruments, try to make sounds in a repeating pattern. A fun way to practice is to count from 1 to 10, making a sound with the instrument each time you say a number. B. Got that down? Try to count from 1 to 4 over and over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, making a sound on each number. This is a basic music rhythm. Invite friends and family to join your band. C. Listen to the world, be inspired, and fill your life with the music of Earth.